It's not playing with Lex and Dan.
Welcome back to Not Playing with Lex and Dan, the only podcast you're listening to right now where we watch movies and stuff. Hi, Dan.
Ooh, what's the stuff?
The stuff is that most people have seen these movies, but at least one, if not both of us, has not seen them. That's the stuff.
Oh, that's the stuff. I thought you meant like eating popcorn or something.
Oh, we should be so lucky. Hey, listen, if we were in podcasting, I would absolutely eat popcorn while we did this.
Crunch, but I'm not a monster. That really adds a whole new dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, we've broken our conceit a little. So first of all, let's say this. We've been on hiatus for a little bit.
Life happens.
These things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we had gotten two more episodes of this season under our belt, I would have called it our seventh inning stretch. But unfortunately, we only made it to five. But things happen. We're back.
Still a prime number.
It's still a Amazon Prime number. Do they own those yet?
Yes.
And we're breaking the conceit of our premise, perhaps, slightly, which, as you said, is movies most people have seen, by this week you're doing a movie that probably not most people have seen, but is thematically connected to the overall premise of this season, which is baseball movies. That was a long way of saying we're watching a movie that is less popular, but perhaps better. I guess we'll find out.
We'll find out. It's 2016's Everybody Wants Some! !
I think those two exclamation points just sell it for me alone. I'm ready to just give it the thumbs up right now.
Yeah. Well, I came into this knowing nothing. I didn't even know that the film existed. Because I have it queued up and ready to go, and I have its IMDb page open, I now know that it's directed by Richard Linklater. And written by Richard Linklater. And he's made some movies I really like.
I think hinted to you when we last talked that you would know some people involved in the making of this movie. And that was one of them.
I really liked Boyhood. That's the one of his that I really liked.
Yeah. I've seen more than a few of his. I would say he did Before Sunrise, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. I've seen that. I think I've seen all three of those. Maybe not the last one. Now I don't remember. School of Rock, which I know you've seen.
Yes.
Scanner Darkly, I definitely saw. That's a weird movie.
What did he do for the movie School of Rock? Did he direct it?
He did. Yes. He directed it.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
Good for him.
So, you know, it may be a lesser known movie, but it has some cred, some Hollywood cred, as they say. So
the art and the title with the double exclamation points, as the kids would say in 2024 as we record this, it's giving like college sex comedy vibes.
I don't think that's wrong based on what I've heard, but I'm told it involves baseball in some form. So
the IMDb says, in 1980 Texas, a college freshman moves into an old frat house with his new baseball teammates.
There you go.
As they party their way through the final weekend of summer.
We've all been there. Anyway, I don't know.
I have not been to 1980 Texas, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, you're missing out.
But I'm excited to watch it. I know nothing. Do you know anything about it?
I know one other thing, which is, I think, a couple of the cast members. And so that I'm kind of intrigued in. And I knew the reason the movie crossed my radar was a positive review from a film critic that I follow who was talking about it recently. I'm subscribed to his newsletter, and he mentioned this a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. I should watch that. And then when we started talking about baseball stuff, I was like, oh, maybe this would fit in here. So I took a bit of a flyer on this one and decided we should give it a go. So I'm excited to check it out. I was going to say called an audible, but that's not really a baseball thing. So yeah. I felt like that would be mixing our metaphors.
And we're recording this episode as we're getting very close to knowing who will be playing in the World Series.
Indeed.
And, were I a bigger Philadelphia Phillies fan, I would be very, very defeated right now. I'm only mildly defeated right now since they just lost to the Mets.
Yeah. Well, to the Mets of all people.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. You know.
Baseball.
Baseball! Well, before we embark upon the watching of this movie, it is, as always, our custom to tell people that if they were so kind as to become members of the Incomparable, they could listen and watch this movie along with us. Isn't that right, Lex?
It's true. And you get so many other perks by going to theincomparable.com/members. You can get not just our live commentary tracks that you can watch along with in your podcast app and movie watching devices of choice, but also get other commentary tracks and bootlegs and other bonus episodes of shows. And there is a bonus episode of me and Dan talking about one of Dan's favorite TV shows of all time. You can check that out. An episode of Sorkin in it, where we talk about Sports Night. And what other perks do you get, Dan?
Well, you can be a member of the Incomparable Member Discord. You can get access to bootleg episodes that are released before. They are actually edited, and you get sometimes some swag as well. So lots to recommend it.
And if you're already a member, I would just say make sure you're allocating some of your hard-earned funds our way, because otherwise, what are you doing?
And otherwise, what are we doing?
Exactly. Well, Dan, congrats to us. We have now seen Everybody Wants Some! !
It's the two exclamation points that really, I felt, tied the whole movie together, honestly.
So before we get deep,
yeah,
is this a genre of movie you typically watch, slash like, slash enjoy?
I would not say, I've definitely seen some movies of this genre, but I would say it's not one that I generally gravitate towards. I also feel like it's such a generational thing. Right, like I feel like every generation has its own version of this movie.
Yep.
And what's interesting about this is that it's a period movie, so it's made in one generation but about a totally different one.
Yes.
And that's an interesting transposition to, like, how do you deal with that? Because it's obviously, you know, the era in which it takes place is probably the era in which the director was in college.
Yes. So, I mean, I think of, like, movies like the American Pie series. I think of movies like Animal House for a different era.
I was going to say, go back to Animal House would be of this era.
Yep. And what I appreciate about this one is that I think that it is, in general, not to diminish those movies, because I like those, this one feels smarter. I think what it comes down to is, especially as, you know, a 40-something-year-old dude, I'm not that interested in the ones that are just, like, gross out. That's right. That's what I think I'm going for. Gross out or just total sexploitation, right?
Yes.
Like, the ones that are trying to actually have comedy, and this one has heart and comedy. Hey, they spelled refrigerator wrong. I do copy editing for movie credits.
Quick, send that one in. Yeah, it's only an 8-year-old movie.
But I don't know. I genuinely liked this one, but I also struggled with one question through a lot of it, which was like, why? I wasn't sure that it had a reason to exist, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Like, it didn't do a whole lot, but I liked it.
It's a slice of life, which I feel like is kind of a Richard Linklater move.
Fair. And I thought that Blake Jenner, who played the main guy,
Blake playing Jake.
I didn't recognize him until the end, but he starred in Glee. And I saw him a whole lot on Glee, and he was totally different there, which made me impressed with him as an actor. I told you as we were watching that I thought he had some Jim Carrey qualities to him, and his IMDb bio says that Jim Carrey and Michael Jackson were the two artists he looked up to most growing up.
Weird.
So there you go.
Also, not to draw too much personal life stuff into it, but I also know he had some stuff in his personal life that was kind of... sound like he was maybe not a great dude, which definitely colored my, once I realized who he was.
Oh man.
Yeah. So that colored some of my take on him as a character, though I think his performance was fine. I actually feel like they did a good job overall with the casting.
Wait, what's happening now? Hang on, we're getting a post-credit scene.
They're doing a little music. Watching? Yeah, they're doing a little music video.
Indeed.
Anyways, I was gonna say,
you're right, he is terrible. I didn't know that, but now I know.
I thought this cast otherwise was pretty strong, honestly, overall. Like, I didn't recognize most of them. I think I knew him by Blake Jenner by some performances. I think I'd heard of him, certainly, but I never really watched Glee. I knew Tyler Hoechlin, Wyatt Russell, and of course Glenn Powell. And I do think Glenn Powell is possibly the standout in this movie for me. It's not hard for me to look at this movie and see why he came out of this. I think this was one of his big breaks.
Yep.
He's very, very good in this movie. I think he's the funniest part of this movie, and he is very charming. And I think that character is also the best written, or at least to me the most interesting. That's Finn.
Finn.
Yeah. I really enjoyed his performance in this movie. I guess the other question is it a baseball movie, since we nominally put it in our baseball movie season?
What do you mean we, Dan?
I did. It's on me.
I would say no, it's not a baseball movie.
I would agree with you. There is one baseball scene.
Yeah.
So this is on me. That's on me.
And honestly, it doesn't even feel to me, they don't in any way fit what I would think of as the 80s stereotype of athlete.
Yeah, so here's...
There's something else.
Baseball to me is... I think that's one of the things about baseball, especially in those days, is that it has a reputation, certainly in that era, of being a sport that was, well, athletic, was not your same sort of athleticism that you would see from, like, basketball or football. I think more varied in terms of sort of builds and athleticism levels.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this movie was really funny. I think it's even funnier than it has any right to be in some points, mm-hmm. because I think it runs the gamut. Like, it has some stuff that's really stupid and really crass, but it also has stuff that's like a different genre of silly, I think, or comedy. And I liked it a lot, but I thought that a lot of the performances were strong.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
A lot of these characters were very, like, you, I was saying to you, like, I can't even tell what these people actually look like, because there was some truly bizarre facial hair and everybody looked significantly older than they were supposed to be.
Yeah.
But they were very believable as the personalities, because I don't know most of these actors and I really bought them in these roles.
Yeah. Well, and I think also they do a nice job of the fact that they, even though they throw a lot of characters at you, you kind of know who they are. They draw those caricatures so quickly and so well that even though you've got like a dozen guys... You can kind of, they're all distinct, which I thought is tough to do a lot of times in a movie where you have a large cast and you really need to have the people remember, oh, which one's that guy? Which one's that guy? But like,
yeah.
I don't know. I felt like they all pretty much stood out in their own particular bits, and none of them necessarily, you know, deep characters, most of them, right? Like a lot of them are kind of, you know, caricatures or one bit jokes or whatever, but I still was very interested in, like, I don't know. I love the Wyatt Russell character, right? With like the 30-year-old who's sneaking around playing baseball. I thought he was great. He only has a couple scenes where he's like the focus of the scene, but he really, I think, makes you buy it even in that, like, you know, the few minutes that he is in the center of the camera there. So I don't know. I agree with you. I do think there's some moments too where it, like, it's trying to walk the line, as many movies of this genre do, in terms of being like, well, we're being realistic to the portrayal of what it was like, you know, or who these characters are, without being necessarily just ridiculously over and crass. But I don't know. What is the last version of this movie do you think that you saw? I, as I asked that question, I think the one I was thinking of occurred to me.
Oh, what one are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Booksmart.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, have you never seen? Oh my goodness, that is a really good movie. That's basically the modernist take I've seen on this genre, and it's really, really good. And you should definitely go see it. But also realize it is like many movies of this genre.
Tell me the name one more time. I'll write it down.
Booksmart.
Booksmart.
It's directed by Olivia Wilde. It's a very good movie.
Yeah, I definitely have not seen it. I liked. You know, I'm thinking of like Superbad.
Yep. Sure.
Which was, I did not fall in love with the way many people did. Old School is kind of a version of it.
Yeah, I was thinking Old School.
Much too old by design.
And of course, I mean, not quite the same, but Dazed and Confused, which is also a Richard Linklater. I think this was intended to...
I get the sense that Richard Linklater had a very different childhood than I did.
I mean,
adolescence.
That I would agree with, me too. But also at the same time, you know, he was older than us and probably from a different... place and all that stuff, so there's a different vibe to it.
Yeah,
but yes, it's not, this was not my college experience, certainly.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I guess here's what, if I'm putting on a hypercritical hat, with apologies to our mutual friend.
Sure. Yeah.
This, what I didn't feel like this movie did a great job at was showing us that it understood that some of these folks should be judged. Like, nobody suffered, right? Like, one guy got kicked out for being too old, but nobody's ever punished for like endless womanizing or loudishness or drunkenness, right? It's all just life. And I don't think it has to say like they were all bad. Like, I didn't see anybody assaulting anybody, right? Like it seemed like harassing maybe sometimes people a little bit, but like also respecting when they were being shut down, I felt like, mostly. But I just felt like we could show like, hey, this wasn't great and we didn't do that. If you're going to make it a period piece, I think it's okay to like have a slightly wiser eye to some of it, if you know what I mean. And this movie chose not to do that.
Yeah, I think again they tried to walk a little bit of a line there, and I agree with you. I don't think they totally succeeded in it. But I guess I think, you know, overall, I guess that sort of ties into the sense of this movie. Like, what is the thing that you take away from this movie, right? In terms of, we see these characters who are, you got to know, right? Like, even though we're only getting this little tiny slice, literally 3 days, right? Like, most of these guys are not going to go on to professional careers, right? Most of them are, and they don't seem necessarily too concerned with what they are studying at school or what have you. Many of them will end up in the jobs that they deride as sort of like boring, you know, workaday jobs. And we're not asked to like deal or grapple with that, right? I think there's an element too of this, you know, trying to portray a moment in time in which you don't necessarily get consequences or bad things happen to you because of who you are or the choices you've made even. I mean, the closest we get to like an arc like that is the one kind of insane pitcher, right, who gets them into the fight at the disco. Yes. And then later on is trying to like prove himself out on the mound, and then, you know, has to kind of chill out a little bit. Like, that is really the closest you get to a character arc, I feel like. Nobody else really has that same sort of, hey, I actually changed as this movie went on. So right. It does not seem as though it's necessarily concerned with that narrative structure.
Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I definitely liked this movie. I think at this moment, I'm struggling with, why does it exist exactly? Like, what was he really trying to tell? And it doesn't have to have some deeper meaning. It was just kind of like, here's a fun college romp, which is, I guess, what it really is. And it was well done. I also really liked an actor who I wasn't familiar with. I'm just going to his IMDb page to see if I've seen him in anything else. I don't think I have. But J. Quinton Johnson played Dale.
Yeah, I liked him,
and
too.
He just seemed instantly likable. He was just one of those guys who just seems likable right away. And I was, man.
Yeah, cool, I don't know him.
I wish I had that.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you on that front. Yeah, I thought a lot of these guys were good. And I also thought, given that some of them were, you know, well-known people, I'm surprised. The people who came out of this is the people who I was like, oh, that guy is really good and like will go on to something, are not necessarily the people I thought, you know. It's like I kind of felt like I'm surprised that not more of them came out of it in some ways.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But this was I think a good pick. And I'm gonna amend my previous statement.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's not a baseball movie, but it's barely a baseball movie. That's my new analysis.
I will point out J. Quinton Johnson, I think, is maybe in Hamilton now, or was in Hamilton at some point.
He definitely was part of In the Heights for a while, so that wouldn't be shocking.
I think there is a bit, I mean, the closest you get to sort of the baseball thing is that metaphorical bit where he talks about like Sisyphus and baseball. And like, there is an interesting element of the, not exactly hopelessness, but the weird sort of position that certainly college sports is positioned in, which like, hey, you were, you know, a big shot in high school and really good at this sport, and then you went to college and you were playing that sport, and that's it. That's the end. And either you can try to be like Wyatt Russell and keep lying about your age so you can travel around and continue to play this game, or sooner or later you'll have to enter the real world and find a job. So I don't know. There's an element of the dealing with that. But I agree with you that it feels more like a lot of Richard Linklater movies, I think. Just this insight into this one particular moment in time or group of people happening at this time.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Linklater is really good. I haven't seen everything he's made. And as we were watching, I was thinking I should watch more Richard Linklater movies because they're always good.
Yeah.
But this was, I mean, it was definitely fun.
Good. Excellent. Well, we'll rake that up as a success, since our first half of the season, I think, was a little more, as they say in baseball parlance, hit and miss.
They do say that, Dan. They do say that. This was easily a double.
Okay, good. All right. Would you rank it as it's the movie with the least baseball that you were the happiest about so far?
Well, I mean,
I see what's happening here.
This was, I think, of all the movies we watched this season, the best written.
I would agree with you on that front. I really like Bull Durham, but I think this was also, this is probably, it's also by far the newest movie here.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's something to be said for that. I don't know. Tastes evolve and so
we get better.
Yeah, exactly. With age. Well, Dan, do you know what we're watching next?
Well, I'm looking at my list and I'm going to turn to random.org to generate the result.
I believe it brings the random to you.
It does, except every time I feel like it does the same thing. All right. It has selected The Rookie.
I've heard of it.
Okay. Know anything about it?
It's about a rookie.
Yeah. Nailed it in one.
I don't know. I feel like... I'm sure I'm wrong. Like I feel like there are some folks who've made more than one baseball movie.
Okay.
We've seen some of them. And I feel like, I don't know. It stars a once leading man. But that's... boy. I'm guessing he's a rookie. And I know nothing.
Nailed it.
I
know nothing. Yeah, you're just all over this one. I'm going to say... I'm going to give you a little bit of an analog to our football season, if I may.
Oh, please do.
Which is The Rookie is to this season, as I would say, and now I'm going to forget the name of that movie. Was it Invincible?
Ah, yes.
Is to Invincible. The football movies. I think you will find that a close cousin movie, in my opinion.
So, because he's got to come in and be like an unexpected hero on the team.
Something like that. Yeah. All so right. I'll throw that. We'll throw that out there. Cool. All right, we'll return to watch that in our next episode. But until then, Lex, I think...
Keep watching the jocks?
I'm going to allow it.
Keep watching the guys?
Keep watching the guys. Oh, somebody hit a baseball. That was officially baseball.
We're in. Just took an hour and 18 minutes.